Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting third. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harry Heilman. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Paul Easterling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jack Warner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Oney Carroll. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Oney Carroll. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The right fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Hauser. Batting fifth. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lefty Grove. And now, play ball. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tavener moves to second. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice strikes out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a pop-up towards third. Warner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Easterling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easterling hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cobb who is chasing the ball. Easterling reaches third base with a triple. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner strikes out. One out. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Grove scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shea for the out. Two outs. Oney Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hauser moves to second. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hauser scores. Cochran moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Easterling. Hale reaches second base with a double. Cochran scores. Miller goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Athletics. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hale scores. It's 4-0, Athletics. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carroll fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Boley moves to second. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. Bishop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boley scores. Grove moves to second. It's 5-0, Athletics. George Smith now pitching. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-1 in the game. Cobb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grove scores. Bishop moves to third. It's 6-0, Athletics. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bishop scores. Cobb moves to second. One out. It's 7-0, Athletics. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tavener hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fothergill hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rice moves to second. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-1 in the game. Heilman hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Cochran fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Shea for a passed ball. Miller moves to second. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Hale hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grove strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehringer strikes out. 1 out. Paul Easterling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easterling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Easterling strikes out. 2 outs. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0 for 1 in the game. Warner hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bishop hits a fly ball into right field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cobb strikes out. 2 outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Speaker hits a pop-up towards third. Warner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0 for 1 in the game. Shea takes first base on ball 4. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tavener strikes out. 2 outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shea moves to second. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hauser strikes out. 1 out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cochran strikes out. 2 outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Miller hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fothergill who is chasing the ball. Miller reaches third base with a triple. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Miller scores. It's 8-0, Athletics. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Boley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Easterling. Boley reaches second base with a double. Hale goes all the way around to score. It's 9-0, Athletics. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grove hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-2 in the game. Heilman hits a pop-up towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-2 in the game. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Easterling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easterling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Easterling hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Speaker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Easterling. Speaker reaches second base with a double. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hauser hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Father Gill. Hauser reaches second base with a double. Speaker scores. It's 10-0, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Easterling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0-for-2 in the game. Warner hits a pop-up towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Shea hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speaker who is chasing the ball. Shea reaches third base with a triple. Pinky Hargrave pinch hits for George Smith. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tavener strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Holloway now pitching. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Hale strikes out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Heilman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boley for the out. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Fothergill hits a pop-up towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-3 in the game. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bishop hits a fly ball into right field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holloway fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9. With the score, the Athletics 10, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-3 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Easterling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easterling is 1-for-3 in the game. With a triple. Easterling hits a fly ball towards right. Cobb settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Cobb. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0-for-3 in the game. Warner hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Shea hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 10, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.